Police officers are faced with dangerous situations on a daily basis, as are their canine police dog counterparts. Pet products company Pet Armor, in partnership with the Massachusetts nonprofit group Vested Interest, are donating bullet and stab-proof protective vests for police departments with canine teams across the country. Six vests are being donated to the Springfield Police Department's canine teams that otherwise cost $950 apiece. Officer Michael Carnes, alongside canine partner Charlie, explains the department would not be able to afford the necessary vest if it were not for this donation.
They're important because it ensures their safety. If we have to put them in a house where a suspect in the house and they may be armed with a weapon or a gun.
Officer Carnes and Charlie have been partners for nearly a year. Charlie is a Belgian Malinois, acquired from overseas, and responds to commands in Dutch.
Off. Good boy. Not off. Sit. Good.
Follow. Follow.
Carnes explains that becoming a canine handler for the Springfield Police Department is a sought-after position since there are only six teams and requires a special application process. He says he had been with the police department for 12 years as a police officer before becoming a canine handler.
I've always had an interest in doing canine. I just thought it was a cool, you know, what a cool partner to have. What a cool thing to be able to do. I'm telling you, when your dog finds somebody, it's very satisfactory. There's not a bigger accomplishment because of all the time that you've put into this dog and all the work. When something comes together that's supposed to come together, it's beautiful.
Canine police teams are together 24/7, Carnes explains, as his partner Charlie goes home with him at the end of each day. It is a strong bond and tight working relationship starting from the very beginning, explains Carnes. Teams train for 3 months when they first begin working together, learning basic obedience, narcotics training, tracking, and detention.
We're a detention agency, meaning our dogs, when they apprehend or locate somebody, they're to come in about 3 to 6 feet away and bark at the suspect. Other agencies, what they call find and bite dogs, where they don't detain, our dogs do that. So that's a lot of our training is detention work with the dogs.
A majority of training centers around detention, says Carnes, but notes his favorite thing is tracking.
Because it's the hardest thing to do. I mean, it really is, because you have to take in wind into account, you have to take in the climate, the weather, the terrain, all that stuff into account. And then, you know, you have to watch your dog and go on his cues. What's he doing? Are his ears up? Is his tail wagging? Is his nose to the ground? How do I get his nose more on the ground?
Carnes says in their year together, Charlie has detected narcotics in vehicles and homes a number of times, has apprehended four fleeing individuals, and located an armed man in a basement. The protective vests for the Springfield Canine Unit are expected to arrive around July. Springfield Police Department's canine unit is also comprised of Officer Jerry Fernow and Canine Tara, Officer Thomas Spence and Canine Aries, Officer Matthew Shackelford and Canine Ike, Officer Christopher Rasmussen and Canine Jax, and Officer Eric Hawkins and Canine Rocky. For KSMU News, I'm Teresa Bettman.